Are you searching for personal development, motivation, self-help, success? Ken Honda? Well, you come to the right place. Hang on.
Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Ken Honda is a best-selling author who's written over 50 books on personal finance and sold over 7 million copies worldwide. He went from noticing the difference between happy money and unhappy money, even as a child working in his father's accounting practice, to making millions of dollars and being able to retire when he was only 29 years old. In today's show, we'll be exploring your money IQ versus your money EQ and how to use this knowledge to reach your financial freedom. Ken actually coined the term EQ. That's your money emotional intelligence. I'll let Mr. Honda explain. Here's Ken.
What I found out is that people want to learn about money IQ, which is about financial intelligence. It's about investing, how to buy stocks, and how to trade, and all the other things. But what I found out is that money EQ is more important than money IQ. Money EQ is emotional intelligence about money, how healthy you feel with money. A healthy relationship is that when you feel happy about money, your money EQ is high. When you constantly worry about money and you have fear on money, your money EQ is low. And the highest money IQ people with all the MBAs and all the doctorate degree, they are good at investing and they're super good with business. But these high money IQ people often lose everything because of low money EQ. Even though you built a high tower with money IQ, the foundation is shaky, it's gonna fall. So money EQ is a foundation of life. For example, if you get a $500 raise, which is great, but can you keep the money? Probably you will celebrate your raise and spend it all. And then if you get a $2,000 raise, which is great, probably you're gonna move to a better and bigger house, and then you're gonna probably buy a bigger car and more expenses go up. So even though you get a raise, you make more money, your expenses also are trying to match your income, so you have no money at the end of the month anyway. I have known many CEOs who are making a few $100,000 a year, but still they cannot keep any money left because their lifestyle consumes all the money. So unless you learn about money EQ and have a solid foundation, you'll never be able to feel peace with money, and you'll never be able to achieve true financial independence.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Ken Honda, simply search YouTube and be sure to go to his website, kenhonda.com. His bestseller book, Happy Money, can be found at his website and or amazon.com. And I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Ken Honda. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.